Life inside a POW camp in Germany was a struggle for survival. Yet inside the barbed wire and the horrific experiences Cy Brenner encountered, there was hope. He was part of an effort to pass secret messages to underground agents working to help the Allies behind enemy lines. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
During World War II, the BBC sometimes broadcast messages that made no sense to the average listener. They were actually secret codes intended for undercover agents and the French underground. Cy Brenner was an American medic held in a prisoner of war camp. He was one of the men secreted out of the camp to a nearby home to receive such messages. He remembers his first encounter with a lady he later learned was probably the wife of a German officer who was sympathetic to the Allies.
She's the next message is for you. Remember that. And I remember the messages were ridiculous. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was green as grass, stupid things like that. But I remember the first message was the circus is coming to town.
The message made no sense to Cy. However, the lady told him how he was to pass along the words.
When a new prisoner comes in and he's wounded and you're taking care of him, and he says he's from Shamokin, you tell him you're from Kokomo, and that's your name, Kokomo.
And once that exchange had taken place, Cy would deliver the nonsensical message he'd been given.
I kept going back to this woman's house, known as the lady, every so often, and I took care of the wounded men the best I could.
Two guards were actually helping Cy leave the camp to get those messages. By April of 1945, what he was hearing and seeing told him the end of the war was near.
From the news that was coming over, and about 3 days before we were liberated, the guards disappeared.
Cy shared his story with many before his passing, and I was grateful for the time he spent with me for the interview for this show. Traveling the Countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McRae.